Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us on this wonderful Sunday as we celebrate all the gifts that God has given us. A few announcements before we get started. Continued gratitude for all of you who continue to follow our worship guidelines. We continue to get more efficient, and I want to thank Jackie and Steve. We now have some handless hand sanitizers out there where you can just put your hands beneath them. We have one right over there. And where's the other one? Right
on the other table.
On that other white table. So if you're ever walking around, heading out to the bathroom, feel free to put your hands underneath that. And we also have some spray in the bathroom. If you end up using the bathroom during your time here, we encourage you to spray things down afterwards to make things very cleanly. And as far as attendance, thank you for all of you who've RSVP'd in the past, and just remember, now you only got to let me know if you're changing your pattern. In other words, if you've been attending and you can't make it a Sunday, or if you haven't been attending and feel comfortable coming back, then let me know. But everybody's done a great job with that so far. For as far as church events we have coming up, this coming month we will have our rummage sale. It will be Saturday, August 29th. It will be one day from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. We are not taking any more items at this time unless it's a higher-end item that we feel somebody would take. And the reason being for that is we've just got so much stuff that we want to make sure, with only being able to do one day this year and trying to keep everything clean and efficient, we want to make sure that we're able to take care of the stuff that we have and get rid of the stuff that we do not sell. I want to remind the kids, next week you are invited to bring your toys back. We'll have your buckets in front of you. It's the first Sunday in the month, so you can hide something for Pastor Ben, and I'll build my children's chat around that. Also, this is the last Sunday I can legally sell you these chocolate bars in the back after worship. So if you want a chocolate bar after worship, come see me, and we'll find a way for that to happen. And the last thing I wanted to mention is for our children's chat today. What we are going to do is I'm going to ask our kids to commandeer your board right now. And I'm going to have you draw four squares on your board. Oh, Mark, you can go ahead and sit right there. That'd be a great... You're good. You just don't have to take a chair. You can sit right there if that's okay with you. You're okay. And so our kids, if you want to commandeer your board, I want you to draw four squares just like this on your board. Can you do that for me? You got four squares? So what I want you to do while you're working on that is I want you to draw four things in your life that you're good at, that you feel like you're awesome at, that people have told you you're good at. So just draw four different pictures. It could be sports. It could be a subject in school. It could be anything. It could be listening to your parents. Hopefully that's something... you're good at. But take some time to draw that now, and we'll talk about that later in our children's chat. At this time, I don't have any more announcements, so may you please stand and rise for the right wave of fellowship. Morning. You may be seated. And thank you. Hopefully, you gave an extra special wave to my niece, Ava, who's here, visiting us from Wisconsin. As any teenager, she loves to be put on the spotlight as much as possible. So make sure you wave to her as often as you can. At this time, let us listen to God's Word in the watchword of the week. And it comes from Psalm 119, 132. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your custom towards those who love your name. Amen. we listen to the words of "Come now, Almighty King," may we invite the presence of God here with us. For our prayer concerns, remember we're switching things up the past few weeks. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take some time to reflect on the prayer concerns that have been shared with us by people. For those of you watching us on camera, you'll get the opportunity to listen to Angie playing some music in the background. At this time, as we reflect and pray, if you have any personal prayer concerns that have not been mentioned this week, as we're going through the slides, please take some time to write down on your whiteboard what your prayer concerns are, and then I'll give you an opportunity after we're through the slides to share your prayer concerns as well. So let us reflect and pray on the prayers of the people that will be presented to us. This time, do any of you have any prayer concerns to share? At this time, you may stand and share your whiteboard if you'd like. We uplift that in prayer. We uplift that in prayer. We uplift that in prayer. Absolutely. We uplift that in prayer. Absolutely, Jim. Celebration. And remember this and uplift it in prayer. And before we turn our attention to prayer, some that I can specifically share with you are, be careful about where I'm erasing. We uplift in prayer sympathy and resurrection hope the family of Merlin Imel, who passed away on Monday. Merlin is Ron's uncle, and we uplift your family in prayer at this difficult time. And then a prayer of joy that I'm able to share with you is that the Gardners, Angie's grandparents, celebrated their 73rd wedding anniversary today. So what a wonderful celebration that is. Not very many couples make it to that. So that is wonderful to celebrate. And then the other prayer of joy I've got to share, of course, is baseball is back. Hallelujah. So you're going to have a lot of positive sermons over the next couple of months. Let's take some time in silence and invite God in this time of prayer. gracious God, we come before you, and we just want to say thank you for the opportunity to gather, to pray together, to worship together, to listen to the praise of music together. We are so grateful for that. I'm especially grateful for the opportunity to spend time with more family this week and help each one of us not take a second for granted in this life, because each day we are given is a gift. Gracious God, we have lifted many prayers in our prayer concerns. We think especially of those battling COVID-19, for our nation and our world that continues to be impacted by it, for our leaders who continue to have to make difficult decisions, especially for those in charge of our school districts. Please help them to make decisions that always put the interest and education of our kids first, and help each one of us find a way to support those decisions the best we can. And gracious God, we pray for the sick, the hungry, those in need of faith, love, those who are suffering with depression, those who are suffering from broken hearts. Help them to know that you, God, are there with them every step of the way, that we are never alone, that the God we think lives in the clouds is a God that lives upon our hearts, who is personal, caring, and compassionate. So help us to live and breathe this God. Help us to share your compassion every second we can, and know that we live in your love, and we can share it every single day. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. And now gives me a great pleasure to turn our attention to our VBS slideshow. Many of you already know, for our guests here, that for VBS this year we were not able to do an in-person VBS because of all the restrictions that all the other churches and schools had in place. But I am just so astounded that our CEC found a different way. They said, we still want to give an opportunity for our kids. So they provided the scavenger hunt. And I'm hoping, not just from what I've heard, the kids didn't just learn stuff, but the adults learned stuff about important Moravian landmarks throughout our county. Didn't have to go to Bethlehem, throughout Tuscarawas County, to see some of the Moravian history that we have here. And hopefully, connecting to that history connected you to Christ in a new and impactful way and just got you out of the house to enjoy the good word. So let us take some time to reflect on these pictures. Kids, I'll be interviewing y'all at different points and asking you questions. We'll be doing an article for the Moravian magazine, so we'll want to get some of your input and pictures from there. But let us now enjoy the slideshow from VBS. And what you're seeing right now are some of the answers for some of the questions. So kids, if you want to check and see if you got all those right, please do. two of my confirmations. Mm-hmm. They're two of my confirmations. Alicia Miller.
Raise your hand if you volunteer.
Ooh, I'm still the pastor. Good job, Rainey. Yeah, I'm sure many of you didn't know that. I didn't think I knew for a while, actually. Very creative. So this is from Zeisberger's Memorial. He lived a long time. I think those of you that visited, you'd be surprised at how many of the gravestones are actually still legible and you can actually read, and you can see the one on the bottom right.
Mm-hmm.
They just celebrated 200 years, five years ago.
You're glad. Dogs can learn too.
As you can see, that cover is about 6'4" and a half above me. So I would not have been a good preacher for that church.
Might get it away.
That's right.
Not anymore.
A lot of buildings in the 1950s.
We had a truck drive by us while we were here looking for the cornerstone. We were sure they were going to call the cops.
Ha, 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 ha.
many of us remember Carl. He would preach here as Pulpit Supply.
Oh, wow.
He and Isabel, his wife, would come and worship with us. Thanks.
Yeah. I want to thank our kids for participating, our adults for doing so much organizing, Carolyn and Paula doing the slides, Misty put in a lot of hard work coming up with all those questions and factoids. And the two things I want you kids to take away is remember, this year more than any year we've learned that you can find the presence of God in any place. And you showed that with your scavenger hunt. You were willing to go everywhere. And we can always remember that no matter what's going on, we can find a way to serve God, to find God, and to live God. So as we remember that, let us turn now to our offering. And as we do not physically pass out the plates, but we still remember the tithes, the offerings, and the spiritual gifts we give God, if you want, as you leave, there is an offering plate in the back. You're welcome to drop something in as well. So let us now take some time to remember the gifts that we give to God.
Kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked all through the dough.
Thank you, Becky. At this time, we turn our attention to our children's chat, and I'm going to ask our kids to show me some of the pictures they've got so far. What are they good at? Ooh. Jacob's got, is that music? Okay. Plays, puzzles, games. What's Brandon got? He's got math and reading, baseball. Yeah, you've been getting a lot of hits. Soccer, riding his hoverboard way better than I could. Tyler's got music, video games, football, math. What does Paige have? Singing, dancing, BFFs, making friends. That's a very good silly faces. I know you're very good at that. Rylan, what do you got? Video games, football. I played football with you. 9 times 9 equals 81. All right, I like it. Razor up. Good at multiplication. That's pretty good. Aubrey's good at addition. 10 plus 10 equals 20. Soccer, you're very good at that, riding your bike, basketball, those are all things that we can be good at, and each one of you I know are good at those things. So what we're talking about today is God blesses us with a mustard seed of faith. And so what that means is with that mustard seed, when we know that God believes in us, we can believe in ourselves as well. Because I'm going to give you a secret, kids. You have more confidence now than you will ever have at any point in your life. You may not believe it or not, but one of my good friends, Terry Hershey, in his blog, Sabbath Moment, he talks about how in a room full of kindergartners, he asked them how many of them are good artists, and every one of the kindergartners raises their hand. Then he asked a room full of fourth graders, and about half of the kids raised their hands. Then he asked a room full of eighth graders, soon to be eighth graders, and maybe three or four raise their hand. And then he asked a room full of high schoolers and adults. And if he's lucky, maybe one person raised their hand. And you know what happened to them? They stopped believing that God had equipped them to do wonderful things. So what I want you to know is that every single day, God equips you to do wonderful things. And you don't have to be scared about that. You can celebrate that. Because God made Paige to be an awesome musician, and Jacob a great singer, and Tyler and Brandon are great athletes, and Rylan and Aubrey can kick a soccer ball around and do multiplication. And you can be proud of that because you know that God has equipped you with that mustard seed. And we can celebrate that. And part of your job isn't just to be a student, but it's to reteach us as adults because we're a little more scared to admit what we're good at because it makes us take ownership of something. But remember, you are blessed, you are talented, and God loves you for it, every one of you. So let's pray for these children. Gracious God, we ask that you continue to bless them and remind them that they are gifted, they are loved by not just their family, but by their God and by their church family, and help each one of us, child and adult, know that you have equipped us with a mustard seed of faith. So we need to believe in ourselves because you believe in us. And we are so grateful for your personal touch in our blessed lives. In your name we pray. Amen. Let us now turn our attention to our message today. And we are going to focus quite a bit on that mustard seed of faith. So, when we think about that mustard seed, similar to our children's chat, I want to talk about where most of us sit as adults, where we're a little uncertain about our talents, our gifts, our attributes as children of God. And when I find that my faith is that when I think my faith is at its weakest, I find my life driven by this sentence. I am just a blank. I am just a fill in the blank there. I am just a preacher. I am just a teacher. I am just a husband. I am just a blank. So what I want you to do right now is I want you to take out your whiteboards. I want you to finish that sentence of what you would say when you're struggling with something. You can do that as a family and just put in the I am just and take about a minute to do that. right, take another 30 seconds. Another 10. All right, let's see what some people have written. I am just a carpenter. There we go. I am just a person, a caseworker, a pastor's wife, and now a video recorder as well, and technology expert. What do you got, Alicia? Busy person, just a hot mess. Regular person, I am just human. I am just anyone. I am just a kid. I am just human. I'm just a teenager. I hear that all the time. A child of God. I am just a kid. A normal beanbag. Or what does that say?
A human being.
I don't have my good glasses on, apparently. I am just blind as a bat. How about that? I am a God servant. I am just a human being, a Christian, a vessel, a forgiven person. Jim's got one back there. I see a lot of different responses, a lot of different titles that we all go by, and I think some of them are funny, and some of them we realize the I am just a covers a lot of titles. And I have to be honest with you, when I look at the world through my screens and see the systematic racism, the poverty and the negativity and the hatred that can exist in our world, I become paralyzed by fear. And kind of what Jean Ann wrote, I become fixated on that phrase, I am just a child of God. How am I supposed to do anything about this? I'm just a child of God. I'm not capable of fixing these problems on my own. And I'm sure many of us really honestly ask the question, what can I do to help? What can I seriously do to help somebody in a difficult situation? And I want you to listen to that gospel text again. It's only two verses today, but they are very important. Matthew 13, 31 to 32. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs, and it becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. Amen. And Jesus, with this statement, I want you to listen to those words and remember, with this statement, Jesus tells us not to worry about changing the world, but to focus our attention on growing the smallest thing around us and to giving the opportunity to let God grow it, to let God nourish it. And that means we should not be slaves to those things you wrote on your board. We should not be slaves to, I am just a blank. I am just a teacher, a preacher. I'm just a baseball fan, which is helpful when I was watching the Indians last night and they struck out with the bases loaded and won out. And I know that I'm not responsible for that, actually, and I can just relax. But I am just a blank dictates so many of our lives. It drives it. It becomes idolatrous. And I want you to think of people who broke free from that mold, the I am just a blank. And I want you to think of pioneers like Rosa Parks. Imagine that woman. Imagine if she would have said in 1950s in Montgomery, Alabama, I am just a female secretary. I'm just a woman on one bus ride. It's just one bus ride, one trip. Why do I have to stir up things? And I'm just one dumb law in Montgomery, Alabama. But Rosa Parks was not controlled, a slave to that mentality. She decided that she had that mustard seed of courage within. She was going to make the first important step in the movement. And she sat where she knew she was welcome, where she belonged, in an equal place with all people. And that mustard seed of courage that she planted grew. Because from one movement, from Rosa Parks, an entire civil rights movement is given birth. And there were moments before Rosa Parks, but it was like John Huss. It was kind of that igniting moment that sent people to be inspired, to serve. Because if Rosa Parks wasn't going to be limited by I'm just a secretary, then the person next to her wasn't going to be limited by the phrase I'm just a factory worker, I'm just a janitor, I'm just that. That phrase was over. And think about that biblically. Because Abraham could have been the one that said, I am just an old man who can't have children. It could have been Moses who said, I am just a stuttering prophet. Why should I lead? Why should I be called? It could have been David, the youngest of his brothers, who could have said, I'm just a boy with a sling who sits in the field all day and plays. And Jesus, similar to what Mr. Northrup wrote, was just a carpenter's son. Just a carpenter's son, and he wasn't even from Rome or Jerusalem. He was a carpenter's son from Nazareth, of all places. He didn't have a house or a piece of property to his name. Yet all these people, when they listened to the voice of God within, they saw that seeds of faith were planted in their hearts, and they allowed them to grow. And when they did that, they were no longer just anything. This part of their sentence, if you still got ears on your board, go ahead and take a chance to erase the word just and focus on the I am. I am a preacher. I am a child of God. I am a teacher. Because each one of those people God called, they were no longer just anything. They were faithful. They were dedicated. They were equipped. They were capable of winning battles that so many thought were impossible. Whether it was David slaying Goliath, whether it was Rosa Parks helping take down a systematic system of racism, all of them were able to slay their beast. And God has showed the world time and time again what he can do with a mustard seed of faith if it's implanted in the heart. And one of my favorite quotes I shared with you on my very first sermon here, but it comes from Pastor Bob Richards. And he said, God must have loved ordinary people because he made so many of us ordinary. But every day, in every walk of life, by the grace of God, ordinary people do extraordinary things. Ordinary people do extraordinary things. And I want you to soak that one in for a moment. Because the question I want you to respond to on your whiteboard right now is, what is something you thought that was impossible that God accomplished in your life? What was something you thought was impossible that God accomplished in your life? Take a moment to write on your whiteboard if you'd like. What is something you thought was impossible that God accomplished in your life? Take another 30 seconds. And if you didn't think of something, that's okay. But hopefully there's something, even if it's small. Another 10 seconds. see it, people. What is something you thought that was impossible that God accomplished in your life? Becoming a section leader of a drum line, absolutely. And you were, what, a sophomore when that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. To survive without my parents, absolutely. Teaching, very difficult now. Tar Hollow, without going to Tar Hollow or not having Tar Hollow this year? Absolutely. Reality school, absolutely. Now I'm learning, I don't have spell check in front of me, it's a lot more difficult. Having children, absolutely, that's one of the most difficult things that none of us thought we were capable of doing. Having a family, I'm seeing that. Owning a house, life, being able to retire, many of us can't see that in the distance. Floyd lasted 51 years in marriage. Let's give him a round of applause. If anything possible can happen, it's right there, folks. What does Ross have? The three people to my right, husband and father, absolutely. Survive to old age, absolutely. Many of us have lost family members and friends. But some of you, even if you haven't had a chance to write on your whiteboard, I hope you saw something that God has done in your life. Because for me, when I was 10 years old, thinking about the fact that my mom and I would get to hear again someday, that a cochlear implant would become a thing, I thought that was totally impossible. And God turned it into such a quick procedure that I was in and out, I was in the morning and out the afternoon. And I had my device, and a month later, it was turned on. That's a miracle that God provided for me. And then I also put a little more personal, finding love. I also joke with my wife about this one, that I was at a point in my life where I just told God, you know what, I'm done trying, I'm on my own, just do what you want to do. And you know what God said? Finally, you got out of the way so I can do something. Now let me go to work. And that's what God did. He opened a door that I thought was no longer possible to open. And I want all of you to remember that. Just when you think something is impossible, that's when God has a way to jump in. And we need that reminder, because I want you to think about that passage from Romans that we heard today, verses 38 to 39. Many of you are familiar with that from our burial liturgy, and I'm sure many of you have heard that at a loved one's funeral. Well, let me give you not the New Revised Standard Version or the NIV. Let me give you the Lippert translation of that humbly today. And it goes like this: For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, this is where we go, will be able to keep us from sharing the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. In other words, nothing can keep us from sharing the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. And if we keep serving, if we keep giving, if we keep loving, there truly is nothing that can stop us on the righteous path. Not even our preconceived limitations, our I am just a blank, fill in that blank. Those can't even stop us. There are so many times that Moses on his path complained about that specifically, and God just basically told him to shut up and quit complaining, because I am going to work through you, whether you like it or not. Sorry, my mask keeps falling. But we are no longer just anything. We are dedicated. We are equipped. We are capable of performing courageous acts of love and righteousness that the rest of the world would laugh at us and call us impossible. It's impossible to do those wonderful things in the name of God. Yet we can tell all of those people who stand opposed to God's love about the wonderful way God can simply grow a mustard seed. A tiny mustard seed. And when you get people to understand that and believe in that, then you can tell them, imagine what God can do with a human being. If he can do that with a tiny mustard seed, imagine what God can do with you right now in this place. What a gift that is. Imagine the wonderful ways that God can grow each and every one of us. And that's the image that I want you to take away today. Remember that seed has already been implanted. All you have to do is believe in it. Have faith in Christ. Have faith in God. And know that God is capable of growing you for your time, your place, your opportunity. And God will use you because each one of us have the opportunity to be a vessel. None of us are just, I am just a blank. We are equipped. We are capable and we are faithful. In God's blessed name we pray. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we ask that you continue to remind us every single day that with a mustard seed of faith, you can accomplish so much. So when we become doubtful, when we think we're, I am just a fill in the blank, help us to remember that what you do with a mustard seed, you can do tenfold with a human being. So help us to focus less on our limitations and more about our capabilities of serving the kingdom of God. And what a true gift and privilege it is. In your blessed and gracious name we pray. Amen. Let us listen to our Going Out into the World hymn. You and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. For those of you that haven't joined us before, what I'm going to do now is dismiss everybody section by section. Jim, you can go ahead. So thank you for all of you that have joined us, especially virtually and in person.
Have a good week. Thanks for joining.
Castor family, go ahead. Swaldo family, go ahead. McKenna, Becky, and Jacob, go ahead. Floyd and Delene, go ahead. Northrop's, go ahead. Weston's, go ahead. Pasquinelli's, go ahead. So I got a lot of options. I could do Reverend Barrett, Mr. Barrett. Go ahead. Thank you for joining us. Absolutely. Go ahead, Jean Ann. Martin family? Alicia and Doug, go home. Everyone else is stuck here. Ha ha ha.